Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
One thing about me is my family was absolutely an ingredient household. Anna Grace, I don't know where we started this, but Anna Grace was just saying she found some rogue chickpeas of the rock and ranch variety in my cabinet. I was like, I don't know where those came from. She was like, it felt like
it
a, what'd you say?
From the depths of your pantry. It felt like a salad topper. You know what I mean? Like a crouton. Like I was just eating a handful of croutons before we got on the mic. I'm like, yeah. Perfect.
So the thing that like went viral on TikTok was people like discussing how they came from an ingredient household, how they never had food in their household. Like if my mom would listen to this, she'd be like, we always had food. And I'm like, okay, here's the thing though, Sharon Kay, love you to bits and pieces, but we did for 100% sure only have shit like bacon bits, a tub of sour cream, crackers. There was always hella condiments, sauce gang heavy.
Chicken and a biscuit. Do you remember those?
Chicken and a biscuit.
It's like a chicken flavored cracker.
We always had those.
What? Like, do those still exist?
They're delicious. You know that for a while there, they came out with the dog treat that smelled a lot like those, and I was always tempted.
Ew, you're foul. See, that's an ingredient household behavior. My mom always would come home and she would get tortilla chips, put them on a plate for us, and sprinkle cheese.
I did that.
And it was just, that was it.
That was my survival method on my own. Yeah. We usually always had chips and cheese, which I would try to do like that a lot. But like, we didn't have like prepared food in the house. Like it wasn't there until it was dinner, and then it was there, and I'm very appreciative for that. But like we didn't have snacks, and we've talked about this to my mom before, and she straight up says like with three kids, like you guys would beg on your hands and knees, plead for fruit roll-ups, and she'd be like, no.
Gushers.
Yeah, or Gushers or anything of that sort, right? And she'd be like, no. And then she'd finally cave one day if we were annoying her enough, or maybe we did something sweet and she felt like rewarding us, she'd get Gushers, and she'd be like, see, this is why I don't buy these things for you guys, because I brought them home 1 hour ago and they're gone. Because my sister would have two, I'd have two, we'd like maybe sometimes give half a pack to my little brother if he was lucky. And then she'd be like, where'd they go? Those are for your lunches. And we were like, girl, you already know we're eating lunch at school.
Girl.
My mom never packed our lunch. We never like had packed lunch. I ate lunch at school.
I ate lunch at school too.
Girls that did that, girls and guys did that had packed lunches. I'm like, it's giving privilege. You know what I mean? Like you and car riders, if you're listening to this and you're a car rider, you're privileged.
Wait, car rider?
If you're, who picked you up from school?
Oh.
Your nanny?
Actually, my parents always paid like a senior in high school at the same school that we went to, because we went to an all-girls school from when I was 5 till 18. So they would just pay like some 16-year-old little bitty to drop us off.
Nice. I was on the motherfucking magic school bus, okay? I was on the bus.
Dude, I wish we had a bus. We didn't have one.
You are such a car rider. I wish we had a bus. It sounds fun and quirky. No, you didn't.
Because like, what if my babysitter was like sick one day? We were just like,
oh my God.
Kathleen would just be like holding my hand. We're just like,
that actually seems like a really precious scenario. I just like went, because I lived not in the center of town at my school, like I lived 15 minutes away, which is not weird. Of course, I was still zoned for that school.
Right.
I got home at 5:07 p.m. every day, 5:10, whatever, give or take. But yeah, 5 p.m. We got out of school at 2:45.
Oh my gosh.
Because the route that the bus took, I was the last one dropped off. So I got home at 5 p.m.
What did you do on the bus?
I fucking hated myself. Learned what tampons and blowjobs were. It was horrible. They're always cussing. All the older kids are like, hey, let me tell you something. You're like, that's scared. They're like, hey, get over here. You know what a tampon is? I'm like, yeah. They're like, what is it? I'm like, I'm not telling you.
I'm not going to say it out loud.
I'm telling you what it is. Yeah, I mean, like, just nasty, dirty stuff happened on a bus.
Honestly.
And no. I was the first one to get picked up.
I'm kind of, like,
concerned. 6 a.m.
You guys know Zane is Zane Austin's son. But Zane will come home. I didn't realize that he rides the bus home from school. Because we live in a great school district.
Does he think it's fun, quirky, cool?
Well, the other day he came home and he was like, when was the first time, like, someone had a crush on you? And I'm like,
oh.
Me had a boyfriend in, like, fifth grade. I was, like, beta.
Yeah. You're like, I've always been booed up. Yeah. What about you, Zane?
And some girl apparently asked him, like, so, like, what grade are you in? He was, like, six. And she's like, oh, you're too young for me. I was, like, an eighth grader.
You know that one time there was this really, really, really hot guy who came to our high school. So I was 18, right? I was a senior in high school. This hot guy came. He was, like, new. I was in this, like, well, did I ever – I told you how I, like, learned Japanese in school for a very long time. The most unused skill set I have, knowing a few, like nursery rhymes, and I can count to 100 in Japanese. Don't make me whip out head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
You told me this, and every single time, it's a shock factor to me.
Like, I always forget to use it as my, you know, when people do the dreaded, like, what's a fun fact about yourself? I always forget to be like, I can sing head, shoulders, knees, and toes in Japanese.
Mine's always my mom invented the Liberty.
That's fucking cool.
Only
that's
cheerleaders
a fun fact.
Get that. It's a true story. In 1974, some bitch on TikTok tried to say I was lying.
And yeah, I'll come through. I'm like, Chris started that.
I'm like, literally, there is photos, documents,
it's
and news.
So cool.
I know.
I never was a cheerleader, never could make the cut, but like, that's really cool. I know what the Liberty is.
I know.
Shout out to Chris.
Also, my mom was the first person to put cheerleading routines to music.
Sick.
She's truly a varsity legend.
They make me cry sometimes whenever I see them on TikTok, like a cheer routine to like a sick rap remix. I'm like, I got really emotional. I don't know.
Did you see the one where the music cut out and they all started counting?
Yeah, why did they not say 2, 4, 6? Why do they count like
1, 3, 5?
Why do they do odd numbers?
I feel like there's all kinds of trends of cheerleading. Okay.
I did see that. That was really cool. But then a part of me was like, because I'm so cynical, I was like, did they do that on purpose?
No, because it's always like, usually I feel like if the music goes out, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, what do you do?
You're so trained to the beat of music. But it's also, they counted 1, 3, 5, because you can't go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, it's you can't say that many numbers that quickly.
Right.
You gotta keep a steady beat rhythm.
It's probably why I never made the cheerleading team. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Shannon's rhythm is like, it's questionable.
It's every time that you ask me to do a TikTok dance, I'm like, I can do that. You just have to give me like 3 to 5 business days to like really lock in and learn it.
And she really is like so serious. She's like, I can figure that out. It's like 9 hours later. I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a rest.
Let's just give it a rest. Okay. Gosh, what was I saying though?
Speaking Japanese.
I was in this class for Spanish when I was a senior that was definitely like not a very skilled Spanish class because I didn't know. And they kind of like gave us like, you know, a little bit of a break because they knew which grades kind of like had learned more Japanese growing up. So I was in a very introductory Spanish class, like with younger people in it, whatever. This new kid comes into class. I'm 18, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, this guy's so fucking hot. He must have come from this other school, like obviously. And so like a transfer. And I was like, sat next to him, was like, hey, like, where'd you move here from? And he was like, the middle school? And I was like, what? You're a freshman? Because, like, freshmen are, like, 13. You know, freshmen in high school
14.
Are
13.
So 13 or 14? Yeah. Whatever. He was, like, eighth grade. And I was like, oh, my God, get out of here. It's like, Zane on the bus. I'm like, oh, sorry. You're so hot.
Where'd you move from?
He's like, the middle school?
Shannon, like, turns her back. She's like, anyways.
I'm like, okay, anyways, can I cheat off your Spanish homework? Why are you in this class? You're, like, really smart and hot. How are you here? Yum. I don't know. I just think the bus is like really terrible. And I'm sure that like James like passed one when we were here. He's like, that's so American. How fun. And I was like, yeah, I rode that. And he was like, you rode the bus? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
And I was the first one picked up because the route is the opposite direction, right? Oh. When you're the last one dropped off, you're the first one picked up. So it would be 6 a.m. and I have to go to the end of my, and they didn't even go all the way down my street because we lived on a dirt road and the bus was like, we can't turn around down there. So I had to walk down the street.
Well, we take Zane to school in the morning because the bus comes at 6:20.
That is nuts. What time does the school start? 7 something?
6:20. We're like, or like 6:08 or something. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Sometimes we'd have to get, maybe mine was more like 5:30. Now I'm just thinking I'm doing that thing where I'm like, I walked uphill both ways in the snow. But yeah, I need to ask my dad because it was like brutal. Like my parents would come in a robe. Like they weren't even going to work for 2 more hours.
Yeah. Shannon's all of a sudden wearing snowshoes. The story just like, evolves.
We're like, you from South Carolina? I'm like, I was so cold.
She's like, my hands and toes were frozen.
Freezing. But my friends would like get off. There's a lot of trends that I never like saw growing up, like Gilmore Girls. And there was another show everyone's obsessed with, Degrassi. Oh, all my friends after school would watch Degrassi. And I was so jealous because by the time I got home, Degrassi was off. And that was before the day of, that was before the days of like streaming or anything. Like if you miss it, you ain't watching it.
Ours was, I feel like the one my sister and I were hyper fixated on was the OC. Did you ever watch the OC?
I was on the bus.
Okay. So Shannon was on the bus watching. Well, you've really shed the bus on a whole new light. Because I'm always like, that's so groovy. We got a bus in Florida. But now I'm like, poor little Zane.
Privilege.
Protect him.
Privilege. How cute. The bus. I'm like, he's hot. He's tired. He wants to be home. He's worked all day on math. Do you help him with schoolwork?
Yeah. No.
Is it hard? Do you remember that show that came out that was like, Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader? And I was like, holy shit. No, bitch. First of all.
Yes. Like literally last week I had to write a paper and I was like, okay, a thesis statement. Right. Like you really start getting dusty up there. And I was a journalism major in college. I'm like, psh, let me see this. I'm like, give me this little packet. Okay. Okay. I'm like, It was like a 4 or 5 page paper. They're 11.
I think they're giving the kids a lot of workload these days.
And it really turns into the parents because it's like, it's like a communal effort. You know what I mean?
Well, I always felt bad for kids. And by them, I mean me. My parents were like, if I came to them with like math problems, they're like, we have no idea. And they still say this to this day. They're like, poor things. Like, we couldn't help y'all with a lick with math because neither one of my parents, like, are math-minded, math and science, like, geared. That's just, like, not their vibe. You had a freaking environmental scientist as your father.
I did.
But, like, my parents were always, like, down to help with projects or buy poster board. Like, they were the most, like, engaged parents ever. But, like, when it came to me being like, I just don't get it. They're like, well, damn. Have you asked your teacher? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you really study it or what? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, damn.
I'll just sit there with my laptop up and like there are a lot of like websites that
that's helpful. Yeah,
you can
go
to like that's based off of their course curriculum. Or I just like will Google it. Yeah. I mean,
I went to math.
I don't know though. I don't know anything about math.
Yeah. I went to Mathnasium one time. Do you know what that is? It's like which I saw one in London. It gave me such PTSD. Like I literally passed
that sounds
it.
Terrible.
Yeah. It's like, it's spelled like an M and then the logo with has a like an A plus
yes.
with it. It's like Mathnasium. Yeah.
What is that?
It's a tutoring place. I mean, like, you know, good for them for helping kids. But like, I hated it. Left was like, I don't know if I had like strep throat whenever fractions were taught, but like, I don't understand fucking shit about shit with fractions. Like to the point that people are so embarrassed when I cook, I'll be like, okay, so this calls for half a cup and I don't have anything but this. And they're like, I don't even know how to make an example of what I'm trying to say right
so
now because
be
I don't.
1/4 cup.
Yeah, it's something like that. They'll be like, Shannon, you're holding 1/4 cup. I'm like, right. What would I do with this? I need half a cup.
They're like, this is no good.
This no good.
Honestly, that's what we were doing. We were dividing fractions. And I'm like, what?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just don't know.
But you know what? This is a good lesson for all of you guys. Everyone, teacher, people in my life that doubted me, they're like, oh, yeah, she ain't going to be anything. Look at us. We don't know how to divide fractions.
We don't need to divide fractions, except for, you know what I have always said? I've always said that these like rappers that come out that's like, they in their raps, they're like, never forget Miss Smith in the third grade told me I wouldn't be shit. I'm like, she didn't say that. She did not say that to you. Teachers are nice. Like she did not look at you in third grade and said, you ain't gonna be shit, little boy. That never happened.
No, that never happened to me. I just mean, I think there were a lot of people that were like, Anna Grace, she's really.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure there's a lot of people who thought I'd end up in a different, like, you know, world. Or they'd be like, you know what? I think a lot of people are like, she'll learn one day. The real world's gonna come and smack her in the face, which it kind of did actually a little bit. But I got over it. Here I am.
But I bounced back.
I always think, you know how many people told me, like, this girl's going to get punched in the face one day? Like, she's just got it coming to her. Like, it hasn't happened to me yet. And I'm, like, wondering if, like, that is ever going to happen. And then someone in my, like, early life will be like, I always knew that bitch would get punched in the face. Like, I don't know how I escaped it. Because I was, like, kind of, like, a little shithead to some people in my life. And, like, I'm shocked I didn't get punched.
I'm surprised you haven't. Have you ever punched anyone?
No, of course not. But my sister,
she's like, these little hands. These little,
my sister definitely like smacked me around a lot. So like, I don't, we actually talk about it. She's always, I always forget that. And then she always feels bad. She's like, I'm sorry. I was like, no, you don't have to say sorry. I verbally abused the fuck out of you. Like, of course you, that was like, her response was physical and mine was always verbal. But like me and my sister, like, people joke about like roughhousing with their siblings and I'm like, I know, right? Like that time my sister like threw me against the refrigerator, all the magnets came down and then she slid me across the floor by my t-shirt and I fell under the bed and they're like, what? No, we didn't do that. At the time my sister had a knife and was like, I'll cut you. And they're like, no, we didn't do that. I'm like, oh, oh. My sister did that.
You're like, I had to get stitches.
We were volatile. We were like not friends.
I do remember though, my sister and I used to like slap each other really hard.
Slap.
Like we would get mad at each other and be like,
one time I won Monopoly, my sister slapped me across the face and I was elated because other people saw it and I was like, you're fucked. Like I didn't
caught.
Yeah, I was like,
Shannon turns and she's like,
yeah, I was like, I was like hoping it would swell up. I was like, Mom! Like I just loved every second of being able to like tell on her, you know?
We have witnesses.
I won Monopoly. She's, but also how, I'm not trying to gaslight you, Emery, if you're listening, but like slap me across the face because I won Monopoly. But the other side of that story I'm not telling is I probably like said like 85 horrible mean things. You're like, ha, I've got your boardwalk. Like I just would like push her buttons until she literally was like, I have no other choice.
I have to slap you.
Like, so maybe the universe was like, your sister and you kind of just hashed it out. We're not going to let anyone punch you in the face.
I know. I always would joke with Shannon because you guys know she gets like terrible ulcers in her mouth. Like
canker sores. Fuck.
And me always trying to find like a spiritual root. Like I think every ailment we get in our body is like connected to some type of spiritual. I'm like, oh, what are you not hearing? What are you not listening to? What are you not feeling? And I'm like, Shannon, why do you think you always get ulcers in your mouth? Like it's really because it like really slows you down from talking. And she goes, you know,
I just be talking all that
she
shit.
She's like, I think that really makes sense. Like, I think sometimes I just need to be silenced. Like, I need, the universe is just like shutting it
it's
down.
It's like, hey, shh. And I'm like, no. And it's like, we'll just give her 6 ulcers on the left side of her mouth.
And you're like, I can't talk. So that's kind of like a universal slap.
Yeah. Y'all, I am so excited to talk about this company because I have been using them forever. And they just came out with a new product that is so good. So good. I used to get so excited my mom would let me get a new Tree Hut, like scrub or product at the store when I was younger. So this is just coming full circle, baby. Like I love talking about Tree Hut because I've just, like I said, been using them forever. I feel like everyone can picture it too right now, right? Like Tree Hut is just the OG. So many scents and it feels so nice to scrub your body with something that feels nice and luxe without the massive luxe price tag attached to it. It also looks really pretty displayed in your bathroom. Like I always have a couple of them like sitting around my bathtub. It's really pretty. So it makes sense. The Tree Hut is America's number one body scrub. And now they've done it again. They have released a hydrating gel wash. It's honestly unreal. It's infused with a fruit oil complex that hydrates your skin so well. I personally have the world's driest skin, so I'm always trying to keep it hydrated. It renews your skin with antioxidants, brightening vitamin C, and some amazingly rich and fatty acids. I don't know why I love saying that so much. Rich and fatty acids. Okay. Anyways, seriously, it's just an amazing product, and it's great for clearing your skin of dirt, oil, and grime while also balancing its microbiome. And did you guys know that I was smart enough to use words like microbiome? Yeah, well, I am. So run and do not walk. Go get yourself Tree Hut's newest product at Target and Ulta. Because I know y'all are already going to be up in there anyways. And if you aren't, then you can still shop it online at Target and Ulta as well. Because I also know y'all got y'all's phones in your hands. So shop Tree Hut. It's amazing. And the new product, chef's kiss.
I actually had to think about that if someone's ever punched me in the face. I went to the dentist recently and
did the dental hygienist punch you in the face?
No, but I went to the dentist.
Sometimes I want to smack them around when they'd start flossing funny.
Honestly, they really get aggressive.
They get in there. And every time they're like, you're not flossing enough. And I'm like, you're flossing too much.
Just like a little dental. I went to the dentist and I told him, I'm like, I've been having this dream about getting lockjaw. And just, I've never had it.
Taylor has that.
Yeah. And it's
she's like afraid to yawn.
It's so scary.
I'm serious.
It is scary. And I've never had, like, nothing's ever happened, but I've been dreaming it.
You've been dreaming that you get lockjaw. What happens in the dream? You're just like...
Yes. Like, and there's like this, but when I wake up, I do feel like tightness
in
my jaw.
So you're clenching your jaw in the middle of the night.
Probably.
Which could lead to TMJ and lockjaw, by the way.
Which could. But the dentist, so I went to the dentist and I told him, I'm like, listen, I've been having these dreams about my jaw because my dentist is so thorough. They do like they do like 4 hours of x-rays.
How expensive is that? Do you have dental insurance?
No.
Privilege.
I don't. I pay out of pocket. I'm like, fuck.
That's expensive.
It's so expensive.
They asked me if I have dental insurance. I want to look at them like, do I look like I have fucking dental insurance? They're probably like, yes, ma'am. You have like so many veneers. We hope.
No, and I literally, Austin like comes home from the dentist because he went first with like a folder full of images of his teeth, like close up, like the closest.
Is Austin asking for those? He's like, let's run it back.
He's like, can I have a copy to go? I'm like, why would they send us home with this many copies of our teeth? It was so weird. I didn't know what to do with them. Anyways, I tell my dentist, I'm like, I've been having these dreams about my jaw. And he's like, well, you know, like dreams, like that don't really mean anything. And I'm like, I'm like, okay. Fucked up.
That's the most, we really loving to say out of pocket, which is funny because you just said I pay out of pocket, but like that's some out of pocket shit, Mr. Dentist.
I'm like, the universe speaks to me through my dreams and I will die on that hill. But anyways, so we do an x-ray and he's like, did you know that you broke your jaw at some point in your life?
They're like, oh, mister.
And okay, I'm like, really? Oh, yeah, my dreams aren't real.
Oh, my dreams aren't real. I just dreamed you got fired. He's like, what? He's like, I own the practice.
He's like, this is my
practice.
No, but I was literally like, he's like, do you ever remember a time in your life like having like, you know, trauma to the face? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, I had like a pretty brutal childhood. I was a gymnast. I was a cheerleader. I was dropped. I was kicked. You know, people would do a backhand spring.
You were a flyer, weren't you?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, can't you like get like knocked in the face?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, but also I don't remember. So I do think that some point.
Flyers knock other people in the face with their feet. Sorry. Anyways.
But I do think like, I definitely think there was like multiple times where I've been punched in the face accidentally.
But not by like fights.
Right. No.
Oh.
But like, and then I go.
I could see you getting into some scrappy shit when you were little though. Your stories about like your life are just so funny to me.
I have lived like so many different lives.
Yeah.
Absolutely different people. I do feel like, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a peacemaker. But if somebody came at me, I could stand my ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd be scrappy. You were kind of a menace when you were in high school, though.
I was a menace to society.
Yeah.
I was a menace until I was 23.
Yeah.
Like, I was just absolutely...
That's when I started my menacehood.
I was wreaking havoc.
We were reversed.
Well, 22 was like, that was my DJ era.
Mm.
And I was really just like, someone gave me a microphone and I was just like hyping up the crowd.
That's not a menace. That's really nice.
But I was like, honestly encouraging everyone's worst behavior.
Yeah.
I'm like, take your top off.
Take your top off. They're like, all right.
Shake a boof hole, girl.
I go to now a very holistic dentist, i.e. Taylor was like, I go.
What?
You'd love it. It's called Sweet Truth. It's like all about like holistic, like dentistry.
I didn't
dentistry.
Even know there was a holistic dentist option.
Yeah. Yeah, like apparently
pissed off right now.
I'm using this new toothpaste. It's like fluoride free because like you're not supposed to swallow fluoride. I don't fucking know. I am just doing it. But I'll tell you what,
fluoride
it tastes like shit.
Third eye.
Your third eye. Well, you need to be changing your toothpaste then.
Yeah.
You have fluoride free toothpaste?
Hell yeah, girl.
Okay. Well, I started using it. It's not as minty as I'd like it to be, but it's working. But I got a bunch of x-rays on my teeth and then they told me I had a cavity and I was like, fuck, I felt that the other day. Okay. And anyways, I left and it was like $500. And I was like, did we do like holistic x-rays or like, why was it so expensive? And Taylor's like, when's the last time you like went to the dentist and like really like got all your stuff done? Cause I'm like, I'm gonna be honest, like for a while there, you know, when you do that thing where you like move away, but you keep going back home for like the dentist or like the gyno.
Yes.
Like it took me so long to get a gyno in Nashville. I'm like, okay, I need a dentist in Nashville. I've lived here for 10 years, but I would just like keep going home for little like cleanings. I'd be like, oh, I'm home. Should I get a cleaning while I'm home?
Yeah.
And so I needed like my dentist here to have like a full x-ray. So you're right. They took like so many x-rays.
So, I go every 6 months and there's just so many x-rays still happening.
Yeah, it's wild.
I'm like, wow. Now they like, they do all these screenings and all these things are happening. But anyways, we're up to date on our dental wear.
Anyways, we are up to date on our cleanings and we've never been punched in the face on purpose.
But apparently I did find out my jaw was broken.
Where are we at with that?
I don't know. I mean, it was like a while ago.
He was so what did he say like the next step was?
They had to like file down some of my teeth. I had to go back. It was like a whole, it was weird. They had to like realign my jaw.
Really?
He's like, we're actually going to break it again.
What? Oh my God. You know that happens when people get jaw surgery, they have to like break their jaw first.
Well, he said I have like a cross jaw.
Cross jaw.
I don't really know what that means. And honestly, I said, listen, I'm not going to look into it.
I said, you know what? I'm good.
I'm like, you know what? I don't have any room on my plate right now. I'm tapped.
Jaw surgery? No.
Oh my God.
We're not. My friend Brielle had jaw surgery, said it changed her life, but like she ate liquids for so long. Like so long.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, your jaw's like wired shut. Okay. Anyways, back to the sketch, which is just catching up with you because you've been here.
Oh, yes.
Which you got here on Friday? You got here Friday.
Did I get here Friday or Thursday?
You got here Friday. night for Friday.
Yeah, because it's Monday.
Yeah, you got here Friday night. She flew in at 8:45. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't pick her up from the airport.
She didn't.
I was in bed. Listen, can we normalize not asking your friends to pick you up from the airport? You didn't ask me at all. I was like, oh my God, I'll come pick you up. And you were like, you really don't have to do that. Like, it's fine. And then I was in bed at like 8:45 and you got your luggage. It was like 9:30. And you're like, do you want me to Uber? And I was like, I'll be so happy if you did that. I'll take you to the airport today because it'll be like 5 p.m. and I'm happy to take you.
Yeah, because you guys are flying to Chicago.
Tell me this makes sense. This bitch is flying to Memphis, which already, like, it's fine. But like, Memphis is 3 hours away to drive. But she's that bad of a driver that her boyfriend literally says, I have night sweats thinking about you renting a car and driving to Memphis.
It's honestly true.
You're flying to Chicago to fly to Memphis. How long is it going to take you?
It's 4 hours total. See, this is what happened. I flew in here and then Shannon chauffeurs me around. She takes me to Starbucks. She toots me around.
It's driving Miss Daisy.
It is driving Miss Daisy. See, I've actually set up my life strategically so I don't have to drive.
You are like peak passenger princess.
I am passenger princess. Even when I'm in my own car, I have self-driving Tesla.
Yeah.
And like it drives for me. And my mom's like, you're wild. You actually trust that? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, girl. I trust it. It's a bit safer than me driving. Then Austin drives me. Then I come here. You drive me.
Uh-huh.
But then I ran into a pickle. Didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And I would have to drive myself to Memphis.
Right. So you'd be driving a car that wasn't even yours.
Right. And that feels extra dangerous.
Yeah.
And Austin was like, actually, he tried to do this thing where he bamboozled me and said it was cheaper because he like ran a cost analysis. Mm-hmm. We love a man that's always looking out for.
Right.
He's like always wanting to stick to a budget. And I'm like, do we have a budget?
We have a budget?
Okay. And he's like, actually, you know, it's like $60 a day plus mileage to drive to Memphis. It would just be cheaper if you bought the $200 direct flight. And I was like, okay.
You're like, okay,
I'll do that. Honestly, I kind of like sitting on an airplane and like doing work. Does it make sense to fly to Chicago right now? No.
Nothing can make less sense than driving to flying to Chicago to get to Memphis when it's a 3 hour drive. But I do fuck with like the price difference. I see where you're coming from there.
Well, because then I get to Memphis and guess who drives me around? My mom.
Yeah, your mom. Why would you need another car?
No, my mom literally lives for me to ride around with her.
Oh, I do.
She's like
that.
Hey, sweetheart, what are you doing right now? I'm like, oh. She's like, I'm running to the grocery store real quick. I forgot some lemons. I'm like, okay. And she's like,
so get in the car.
I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, okay, my mom literally, she actually has codependency issues.
Well,
my mom and dad do everything together.
Everything. My mom and dad do a lot together too, actually. But I'm laughing because this specific trip, I don't know what it is. I think it's just because we haven't seen each other in a while. But like normally Anna Grace comes and she sleeps in my guest room. It's like she gets ready in there. She does whatever. And then she sleeps in there. And then we like say goodnight. And then we go, whatever. We like hang out all day. And then we go our separate ways.
Yes.
The first night you got here, you said this best on your Instagram. You're like, we literally didn't come up for air.
We could not stop talking.
We'd be like, anyways, we got to go to sleep. And she'd be like, right. And then I'd be like, did you hear? She's like, shut up. You can't leave me on that note.
She would be like, did you hear about blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, what?
And so by the end of the night, I was like standing by her bed. She's like on my guest bed. And I'm like standing beside it. And then she's like talking. And then I like walk back in, which I know you're my best friend, but I did feel funny doing this. I walk back in. I was like, would you want to sleep in my room tonight? And you were like, yes. And I was like, okay. So you slept in there on Friday night. And then yes.
We talked until 3 a.m. Yes. Like we couldn't stop talking. And then finally there was one story. I was like, we have to put a pin in it. We have to close our eyes. We closed our eyes. We woke up. It was 7 a.m. And then she's like, so anyways.
Like, we're gonna get coffee. I have so much to tell you.
Took like a few hour pause. And then just like, she was like, all right, let's get in the car. She's like, bitch, we're going to Starbucks. And I'm like, okay.
But then, yeah, then last night, again, you were like, I was like, are you going to sleep? Do you want to sleep in your room? Or are you going to? And you were like, what do you want me to do? I was like, you do whatever you want, truly no pressure. But I would like you to sleep in my bed. And I have a king size bed. We literally have like a pillow fortress in between us. I don't know. It's just I just wanted your presence there.
Yeah, I understand that.
Just really wanted it.
I feel that way. We always make this joke that Shannon is a sub for Austin when he's not around. Because obviously you guys, if the OGs remember, he was originally coach.
Yes.
When he was coaching. He's now on software sales. We had a pivot. But anytime pivot. He was coaching or like away, recruiting, doing whatever, Shannon was my boyfriend.
Yes.
Like,
no, 100%.
Like, we would 100%. Sleep together. We would do everything. Not like that, but not you know like what I mean? But like the physical space and proximity.
Was always there.
It was always
you
there.
You were my emotional little support poodle.
We were kind of support poodle. I really was. I am an emotional support animal. Truly. Can I tell them about how the other day I had a reading done, first time forever. And she was like, I was like, is there any like gifts I don't know about myself?
No. Wait, tell me what you're talking about.
I went and did a reading, you guys, in LA. I love LA. Everything's so accessible. I was like, I'm doing this energy reading. Someone set me up with this energy.
Oh, yes. Okay, tell the story.
This is so good.
first of all, I don't know a single person who isn't obsessed with Topgolf after they've tried it. If you haven't been, it's this massive, stunning, cool venue that has so much more than just golf. It's an experience. So I've gone with all my friends. I've taken my parents there. I've gone with my goddaughters. It's legit perfect for anyone. I'm personally not super good at golf, but that's where it's fun because it doesn't matter. I've gone with my friends before that are legit so good at golf, and sometimes I've even beaten them at games we play. They've got these huge light up targets that you try to hit into a massive fairway, and there's a ton of different games that are associated with them. Another thing I did was I had my friends who were really good at golf help me with my swing and teach me more about golf, and I didn't feel all stuffy and pressured or whatever because I was in such a relaxed atmosphere. They have music pumping, amazing food, and drinks that get delivered right to your bay. Get the pizza, trust me. And personally, my favorite part is that even though it's technically outside, it's covered, and so in the winter, they got heaters that make it cozy, and in the summer, they've got fans to keep you cool. And shout out to my lefties, because another reason that I never really play golf, or I guess I'm kind of intimidated, is because I don't actually have my own set of clubs, and it's rare that someone else is left-handed, and Topgolf hooks it up with the lefty clubs. Actually, everyone gets to choose whichever club they want when they're in there. I just genuinely have such a good time every time I'm there. Also, if there's someone in your life that wants to have fun but also can't miss a game on TV, we all know the type, then don't worry, they have giant TVs everywhere. I'm telling you, the next time that you don't know what to do with your friends, with your parents, or even with your kids, take them to Topgolf. It will not disappoint. Also, it's fun to try something new. I never thought that I'd be interested in golf, but Topgolf makes you forget that it's a serious sport and you just have fun with it. It's golf. It's not golf. It's Topgolf. Download the app, book a bay, and come play around.
And Shannon had actually texted me in Florida. She's like, I had a really scary dream. Like, you know, and I talked her through. I do like a little special nighttime prayer. We do a little wind down routine.
Yes.
And I just sent her this voicemail back. I'm like, yeah. So I went and had my Akashic Records read, which is like so niche. If you guys don't know what that is, it's like angel readings. It's just energy reading.
Well, we've talked about it. Yeah. If you want to listen to another episode about that, Anna Grace and I break down like the readings that she does. It's
yes.
Incredible.
Yes. And so, but I don't really know a lot of people. It's very niche. I don't know a lot of other like people who do the energy.
And you're
with
like, I don't want to read my own for once. I want someone
else
to read
it. Yeah. I was kind of like, I want someone else to do it. Just to, like, see what they say or like, you know, I'm just curious. Just like poking around. It was next door to our Airbnb in LA.
Of course it was.
It was like so weird. I'm like
not the Crystal Shop Juice Bar Akashic Record reading place.
Literally. I was like,
Anna Grace, like, perfect.
I was like, perfect. Yeah. Producer Courtney was with me. I'm like, Courtney, you'll never believe this. She's like, wow. It was 0.2 miles. And I'm like, so I like walk, I get my Akashic Records right. I have all these questions, and you know, you can ask a lot of the questions are like, what is my purpose? Like, what are my gifts? What am I like?
Right.
What is something I like, an energy that I'm not playing with? Like, what's a strength that I haven't stepped into? You know, that's the approach I always like to just do brush up. I'm like, what would you say is like one of my like greatest like energetic gifts? You know, because everyone has gifts, like everyone has like, you know, they're really connected to animals or like, you know, if they're in the nursing, like they're really good at knowing people's needs. Like everyone has a gift. Everyone has something they're good at.
Totally.
And she tells me, she's like, interesting. Your greatest gift in this lifetime, which by the way, I think we have a lot of gifts and this is just one reader's approach, but she's like, you just radiate safety.
You make everyone feel safe.
Everyone, you are the safest person I've ever met in the spiritual space. Like, you're just safe. Like, people around you, they feel safe. You safe. And I was like, so my greatest gift here is safety. And she's like, oh yes. And you know, safety. She's like, people come in and like maybe even like, she's like, even if some people come in and at birth there's a lot of stress in the womb, like there's just a lot of stressed out people, and you're just here to just make them feel safe.
And I was like, Anna Grace.
I was hoping she was gonna say levitation.
Yeah, she's like, you really haven't tapped into this whole hidden invisibility cloak thing yet. Yeah. And you are rearing ready to go.
Oh, I was ready for her to tell me something wild. I was like, you can tell me anything, I'll go there.
But I was like, honestly, Anna Grace, I feel bad for you, because what happened to me whenever I had a bad dream, I immediately called and was like, I was stressed out, almost had a panic attack, like, what is going on? And she made me feel safe before I fall asleep, please, next time. And I feel like a lot of people trauma dump on you. And I was like, Anna Grace, this is why, like, bless your soul, but this is why you'll be in Trader Joe's and someone like will be like, and you'll be like, I'm literally just like standing two people in front of you at Trader Joe's. I don't know you. And they're like, oh, I know, right? Anyways, this is why my uncle always had it out for me and my mom. And you're like, what the fuck? You're like, I don't know you. And everyone just feels the need. They're like, I gotta tell her everything.
No, truly. I really do. I feel like I like people tell me the depths of their soul, and I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I did not know.
Gee Willikers. I don't know you.
I'm like, okay. Or the worst is when someone has like, they think that we've like known each other before or we've met and I can't. Right. I'm like,
You can't place them.
Wow, I can't place it. And then we're really going somewhere deep off the bat.
Whoa.
But sometimes maybe we don't even know each other. But I'm here to tell you guys that apparently that's my superpower and I didn't even know that. I was a little underwhelmed. Kind of like, aww.
It's like when you did my reading and you're like, okay, so basically you're doing already everything you're supposed to be doing and the only person holding you back, I'm like, name the bitch, who is it? She's like, you. And I'm like, no.
You're like, yeah.
I'm like, what she look like? I'll fuck her up. You're like, so it's you, bitch.
I'm like ooh, you hate to hear it.
Okay.
I know. We did have one. It was funny though, Shannon. I kept telling her, she's like, is there anything like I'm not doing? And I told her a couple things, which I was just like, Shannon, do this type. Like, I want you to do more. Like, I was like, you're so funny. I want you to step more into like doing some of your bits on TikTok because they're hilarious. Like, every time I'm with her, y'all, I cried myself to sleep 3 nights in a row of tears of laughter. Like, I'm like, please record this and put it on TikTok. So in the reading, I like told her a couple of areas of these different types of videos to do. She texted me the next day and she's like, not the video you telling me to do. It went really viral. It's got like 3 million views. She's like, it's weird. It's like you're psychic or something.
It's like you're psychic or something. I tried to do the one thing she told me to do, which is just like basically like storytelling.
Yeah.
It's hard though, because I want to get on TikTok and like look like one of those hot little biddies that like mouth the words to like Chris Brown's like fucking Robitussin. And I'm like, hot. Oh, I want to do that. You're like, that's not what you're supposed to do.
I literally told her. I'm like, Shannon, you're beautiful. You're sexy, but like, give us more.
She's like, I need you to go in there and storytell. And I'm like, fine. So one day I just remembered some funny story that I went on there and I was like, it went viral. And you're like, yeah, I'm a literal psychic.
And I mean, I'm like, oh, I yeah. know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about that.
She's like, you'll never believe this. I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Also, if you want to get with Anna Grace, her waiting list is 5,000 people. So sorry to really hype you up and then also tell everyone you're unavailable. Okay. So we went to a baby shower for our friend Juge. It was stunning, beautiful. All Iconic. Of our friends are just, you know, having babies and it was beautiful. But then we went to the Hut.
We did. And it was our first time. I hadn't seen it was your first time.
It was my first time. So yeah, Mike was on the podcast, obviously. Taylor's been on the podcast, and when they've always talked about building this Hut, which is this gorgeous rental property that's like and also a vacation home for them. And it's magnificently beautiful. And so we had a little time off and we just went and enjoyed. We're like at that age. It was Saturday. It was a beautiful day outside. We'd gone to the baby shower. We both had hair and makeup done. We looked fucking fire as hell. And we thought to ourselves, what should we do now on this gorgeous day in Nashville? And like old Anna Grace and Shannon, and maybe sometimes still, we just like, maybe we'll be in a mood one day to go bop around to a rooftop bar. But like, I was like, I just like don't want to like go into the thick of it on Broadway for some reason.
It was thick too on Saturday.
It was thick.
And
was
I was like, there was games, there was cheer competitions.
Preds games, all that. Cheer competitions. The Liberty was so out. So
Liberty was being thrown around.
Liberty's just being thrown around. People getting their jaws broken. So I was like, well, she's like, what's Taylor doing? I'm like, well, she's at the Hut. And she's like, why aren't we at the Hut?
Because I'm like upset I haven't met Novi, Shannon's baby.
So we did that. It was so fun. Shannon's baby. Yeah, Taylor's baby is literally a redhead, which is the funniest thing in the world. And the funniest part about it is the first baby she had, Walker, came out with like brown eye. Well, technically, they don't know the baby's eye color in the beginning. But like, you know, dark eyes, dark head of hair, dark brows, dark lashes. And when they were like trying to get Taylor excited, like something they do, like doctors will do when you're giving birth in a hospital, is like, if you're really close to like having the baby out, but the mom's like exhausted, obviously tired, whatever, and she needs to push a little harder, they say something like, ooh, we can see the hair. Cause like then a mom hears that and is like, oh my gosh, I'm so close. If they can see the hair, I want to see the hair color. And Taylor said like, what color is it? And the doctor's like, I don't know. You'll have to have her for like, you know, it's like to encourage the mom, like get the baby out. And I was like, oh my God, it's red. This is like literally in the middle of her giving birth to her first child. She's like at the peak, like crowning physician. And she goes, what? And I was like, oh my God, I'm just kidding, but what the fuck? She was like, we always talk about that. She literally was like, what? I was like, I'm kidding, but damn. Her mom was like, her mom's looking at me, Mike, and her mom are like, at a time like this?
You're like, I'm sorry. Listen, it was such a good opportunity.
It was just such a good opportunity for a joke. She was like, I'll always take them, you know?
I'll never miss an opportunity.
I'll never miss an opportunity. But it's funny because this baby, Novi, has strawberry blonde hair. And you really can't tell what the eye color is going to be yet. But I'm like, I think they're going to be blue. Like, I don't know how we're going to tell Mike that I am the father. I just don't know. We're gonna have to bring him back on the pod.
She was holding notes. She goes, How are we gonna tell Mike?
I just need to bring Mike back on the podcast and then Mari. There is a 99.9% chance you are not the father. Mike's just like devastated. I'm like, it's like, none of this makes sense. Okay, so yeah, we went to the Hut. We just had fun.
We did. We We really did. We had a beautiful meal prepared by Cheese Gal. I felt like I was a part of the Food Network.
Oh my God.
Truly. I was like, I'm watching a live show.
Our friend Courtney LaCourte, who is also known on Instagram as Cheese Gal, but just has like an absolute fire content surrounding around food and hosting and everything. And then her husband is an incredible cook too. And they are just like, we were there and we felt like privileged. I felt like we hired chefs for the opportunity, but they happened to also just be our friends who we love.
I know.
It was so great.
It was so great. And then after that, we made s'mores.
We made s'mores.
And Shannon's a pyromaniac.
I love fire.
She really is. She's like, I love fire. She's like swinging a stick around. She burns herself. Oh, Shannon.
You know what they say? Mess around with fire. Get burned.
You go. I thought you were gonna say, where there's smoke, there's fire.
No, but like I literally always somehow end up injuring myself as a pyromaniac, and then I'm like, oh my God, that's why they say that.
You are like that little kid that's like, don't play with matches. And you're like, Mom, please, and you like light your hair on fire.
Yeah, I truly like was just whacking the stick around because I was like, watch the sparks come out, and then it just like ricocheted and hit my stomach, and I was like, ow.
But please tell us before that, you guys. Shannon told me the dumbest story ever.
What?
I was also Shannon was making my s'more because she is my step-in boyfriend anytime. Yes. Austin is away. I'm always like, will you make mine for me? She's making my s'more, and she's like, you'll never believe what I did. Which also, oh wait, I think you're like, I'm so embarrassed. Chris just heard me toot.
Oh, you're gonna make me tell. Okay, I'll tell her. Whatever, it's a safe place here. I was like, what are you talking about? Okay, so
she's like, we were standing outside. She goes, I'm so embarrassed. Chris just heard me too.
Chris probably didn't hear me too, or if he did, he just like didn't. I don't know. He didn't say anything, which is bad. What did you say? You're like, we're at the age, Shannon, where we don't have to explain ourselves.
I've been telling Shannon, like, quit over explaining, and I meant that with like a lot of things. Not tooting, it can translate.
I do it with everyone in my life. I do it with producer Courtney. I do it with everyone. Like, I couldn't just text her being like, hey, so I extended my trip. I'm gonna like get you this, and we're doing this now. I'm like, okay, so, and I'm like, here's the deal. And then I send a 2-minute long voice note, and everyone's like, I don't care. Courtney doesn't say that, but like, I just like, I do the most, right? Like, I just always do the most, and I'm trying. It really is like on my list of things to stop trying. Like, I don't have to explain myself. Like, you're right. Allowed to, especially things surrounding like your business, your life, your plans, like whatever. Like, what I talked about with boundaries on my one podcast. Like, you can just tell someone, sorry, I can't make it. And you don't have to be like, because blah, blah,
blah, blah. My dog's at the vet.
Yeah. Like, you can just say. So anyways, yeah, I need to stop doing the most. I'm really working on that. And I was at
tell
the
what
gym.
You did. I'm shaking. I'm like SMH, shaking my head. SMH.
Okay, hear me out. I want us to all think back to sex ed for a second. It's absolutely drilled into our heads how to prevent pregnancy. But what about when it's time to plan for it? I feel like we're taught that we're supposed to go to the OBGYN once a year for our annual checkups, but checking in with our fertility, it's usually not a thing until we're ready for kids, and then sometimes not even then. More times than not, we aren't checking in with our fertility until we find ourselves struggling to get pregnant, unfortunately. We are no longer living in a day and age where we have to just wait and see. Why not just find out sooner? Knowledge is power, and when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, your health, and your future. And that's exactly why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. I actually did this a few years ago with Modern Fertility when I was 25, and the prick is honestly not bad at all. I've just done it again now that I'm 29 because I'm just curious about my body as I'm aging, and they make it so easy too. You just mail in the sample you take with a prepaid label, and then you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. It's super easy and quick. What you get back is really cool too because they give you insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can really impact your fertility. The results go really deep into what every hormone means, so if you're like me and didn't really understand the verbiage, don't worry, they break it all down really nicely for you. Also, you can download the results and share them with your doctor, which is nice. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. Oh, and you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA/HSA. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That means your test is only going to cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That's modernfertility.com/probably. I was at the gym with James and there was like nobody around us. And then we were in this like other room off of the gym. And he was like talking, and then his friend Angus walked in with his other friend, Patty, and they like walk in. What English names, by the way? Angus and Patty.
Angus and Patty.
And it's spelled like P-A-D-D-Y. Anyways, so they walk in and then they immediately walk over to James and they're like talking about something. They're far away. Like they're like across the in a different area of the room. Mm-hmm. And I'd be squatting, I'd be doing stretches, I'd be doing a lot of stuff. I needed to toot. So I tooted, okay? In the privacy of this tiny little corner in the gym. And it wasn't one that didn't smell. It wasn't one that didn't smell, okay? That's so like, whatever. I didn't care because I'm standing there in my own filth and knew it would dissipate and go away.
Shannon's got her shirt.
10 seconds later. No one was around me. I knew no one would smell it. I would just kind of sit there and then I'd do the normal human thing and walk away. And here comes Angus and he just walks right to me right after I did it. I was like, oh, no. And he just like walks into the den of freaking toot. And I was like, no. And so he like walks up and I'm immediately like stiff. And he's just asking me like normal. Oh, like I had recorded a podcast there. He's like, how'd the podcast go? I was like, oh, it's great. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like looking around and I'm like, oh, I just know he's got to be smelled. Like also, he really didn't make a face or any sort of thing. Nothing. He just was standing there just talking like normal. And I was like, did someone step in dog shit? And he was like, what? And I was like picking up my shoes and looking at the bottom of my shoes. And he's like, what? And I was like, I'm like, oh God, did you see that? Like, he literally, by the way, just like didn't even address what I said. He's like, I don't think so. And then just like kept talking. Like we're at the gym. Like no one stepped in dog shit.
There's no dogs. There's no grass. There's no park.
Like, why did I say
no
that?
Dogs allowed in
the gym. Literally not a dog on the premises. Like, did someone step in dog shit? And he literally was like, I don't know. I don't think so. That was like weird. And then like he just like kept talking and then we like walked away. And then yeah, when we left the gym, I like told James what I did. And he was like, Shannon, why'd you do that? And I was like, you think he knew I tooted? He was like, yeah. I think that might have sealed the deal. And I was like, damn it.
Shannon goes, I'm always doing too much.
I'm just always doing too much. Like, why do I do so much?
Shannon, it reminds me, there was like a meme one time where it's like this kid was like, I had to toot in class. So I was going to time it up where I dropped a book and tooted at the same time. And instead, I just dropped a book. It made a loud bang, and I just tooted so loud. Got everyone's attention.
I've seen that. I don't know. I'm going to cry. Like, we're grown-ass women, and fart humor is really making me laugh right now. But I've seen that meme where he's like, and then I dropped the book. It made a loud noise. Everyone looked at me, and I farted.
It's like, I can't believe it.
Sometimes you just don't know they're going to be loud. Sometimes you don't.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that one got me. Okay. Well, gosh, what else? Oh, I didn't tell you this. No. I had this written down. So when I was leaving the airport, so actually speaking of people that like you're not just driving to Memphis, mm-hmm. you're flying, doing all the which ways, right?
Right.
It was cheaper to get a flight from Atlanta the last time. These flights from Atlanta to London are pretty, they're like actually like way, way, way cheaper than flying from Nashville to London or flying from Nashville, getting a connecting flight in New York. And then anyways, it's just like cheaper and it takes less time because to drive to Atlanta, it's 3.5 hours from Nashville. So I took the approach this last time and I drove to Atlanta and then took a flight to London. Then when I came back, not the vibe. I got back. I'm like, oh, I'm home. And then I was like, fuck, I gotta drive from Atlanta. But it was fine. It was fine. But as I was leaving the Atlanta airport, as I'm walking out, this lady, I'm gonna paint a picture. She like looked like the age of our moms. She looked like the kindness and like she just looked like I wouldn't call her an old lady, right? Because she was like our mom's age. Mm-hmm. But she just radiated like mom energy. You know what mm-hmm, I mean? Like mm-hmm. sweet like mom energy. And I don't know where she was from. She definitely had an accent, and I don't think she was American, but I can't pick up like if she was like Dutch or German. I don't know, but she comes. I'm leaving the airport, like walking out to go get actually a shuttle to the parking lot where I parked my car. So I'm walking outside of the airport. So I've gone through my baggage claim. I've gone through everything. I'm walking. This is an important part of the story because I'm exiting the airport into like the air, right? And I hear like, ma'am, excuse me. I'm going to fuck up the accent if I do it. But like, I think she was German. Anyway, she spoke very good English, but like she definitely had a thick accent. And she was like, can you please do me a favor? And I was like, sure. I was like, depends. Like, I don't know. Maybe. And she was like, and she had these cards in her hand, like these like letters. And she was like, they tell me that there is a mailbox here. There's no mailbox. Like, and I was like, oh, and she was like, I need to mail these letters. And I was like, she's like, but I'm about to get on an international flight. And I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, you want me to mail the letter? She was like, please, like, there's no mailbox here. And I understood the concept because, like, if I'm in London, like, I have postage from America, you can't stick it in a London mailbox, right? Right. You can mail it in America in our American postal system, right? Otherwise, right. You'd have to go to, like, FedEx or something. So I could tell that she had these posted with American stamps. And I was like, oh, you just need me to mail these for you? She's like, they're already stamped, like, everything. Like, could you just put them in a mailbox for me? And I was like, sure, of course. I was like, are you sure? I was like, well, here's the thing. I'm not going right now because I have to drive back to Nashville. And then she's like, I don't care. She's like, I just look for someone safe. I just look for someone that looks nice and safe. And I was like, oh, of course. Like, she's like, do you mind? And I was like, no, I'm happy to. I'm like, what a good deed. She's like, bye, thank you. And she has like, actually didn't have any bags with her. So maybe someone was holding the luggage. I don't know. That's what I assumed. And she just runs off and I'm like holding this mail and I'm like, okay, perfect. And then I was like, wait a damn minute. I'm pretty sure this is exactly what they tell you not to do. Like, this is like, wait. And she's gone like the wind. And I'm at the airport holding these packages. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, wait. Is this a bomb? And then I'm like, no, it's too thin. That'd be way too freaking advanced.
Shannon, as soon as you said this, I was following you. Yeah. And then I was like,
she looks so nice, right? Like, I was like, oh, sure, so sweet. I was like, oh, I'm doing such a good deed.
Like, you just like mind fucked me right now.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm doing a good deed.
This is why I always get robbed.
Yeah, this is why you get robbed. Gah. And so I'm holding these letters and I'm like, bomb. Is it a bomb? I'm like, anthrax. Is it anthrax? And then I'm like, okay, no. First of all, no. She looked so sweet and so kind. She didn't give me some deadly like weapon. And then I was like, or is that why she's supposed to look nice and sweet? And then I'm like, no, it's so thin. They were like birthday cards, right? It was like three birthday cards looking things. Then I was like, okay, this would have to be way too advanced to be anything that's going to harm me. And then I was like, huh. And I was like, what if it's illegal drugs? And I'm mailing them. She's tossed them off like I'm mailing the drugs now, right? And so I'm like,
I'm the mule.
I'm the middleman. And I'm like, mom. I call my mom. I'm like, mom, okay, so I don't think these are any dangerous packages by any means, but, and I tell her the whole thing, and my mom's like, what? She goes, Shannon, they literally make announcements all around the airport being like, do not accept anything from anyone that's asking you to transport. You know what I mean? They make these announcements. Exactly what I did. And she's like, I was just looking for someone safe. My mom's like, stupid. I'm like, she didn't say that, but like my mom was like, I think that might be a synonym for something else, looking for someone safe. And I was like, damn it. And then I'm like, okay, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna open them. Like, if I open them,
I was about to say, so did you open them?
If I open these and there's cocaine is a flat powder, like that could be in a little baggie in this birthday card. I'm like, if I open this, there's drugs in there. I'm telling on her. I'm not doing it. I'm just kidding. I'm taking it with me on a trip. I'm just kidding.
I'm headed to St. Lucia.
Dad, get ready. We're having a hell of a time. No, I was like, wait. I'm going to open this. And then my mom was like, what if it is something illegal or something? I was like, well, okay, we were at the airport. There's got to be 1,000 cameras. I'll literally be like, Terminal 3, Atlanta Airport, check the fucking footage. This lady comes up to me and begs me to take her birthday cards. And she looks very kind, very nice. And anyways, I get back home because they're in my back seat. I get back home. I finally look at them. You guys, I couldn't open them. They are so obviously the sweetest little birthday cards. There are actually, I don't know if they're birthday cards, but she has a sticker. You know how like people our mom's age get like order like stickers for their return address with their like printed name and address. My mom is still like, this is a rouge. Like, I'm like, no, it was so sweet. She has her name. She's clearly sending these to her kids because it's the same last name as her kids. Her kids are doctors. One of them is a postcard.
Shannon is so in on this.
I'm like, oh, one of them's a postcard so I can read it, right? Because it's like, oh, it's not a folded card.
Did you hold it up to light or?
No, I just read it. And it just says like, I'm so proud of you. It was like a sweet mom card to like a son. Like, thank you. I had so much fun visiting you. So obviously maybe the kids live here and she was going back to wherever. I don't know. And it was just the sweetest, kindest thing. And I said, they're in the mailbox right now.
They're here on property.
Yep, I just mailed them today. If the U.S. Postal Service hasn't picked them up yet, they're there.
Okay, this is a perfect segue into, first of all, I've been robbed many a times because I look safe. That's the word.
Safe.
You look safe. They're like, this girl looks safe, aka stupid.
So hopefully I didn't, you know, transport any drugs.
I don't think you did. But I will say, this is a good learning lesson.
It's a common theme.
It's a common theme. I've been robbed. Shannon.
I've been fucking duped, bamboozled, hoodwinked, and led astray.
Led astray.
Do you not remember the Fire Fest when Ja Rule, because he was like a massive investor, and he tweeted because everything came out like, this is fake, y'all are all going to jail. And Ja Rule was like, I too have been bamboozled, fluffed, hoodwinked, and led astray. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
I love Ja Rule.
So I'm always like, I too have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and led astray. But it brings us to the topic of merch, guys.
Because this is relating to the podcast.
All right. If you girly pops have been following me for a while, then you already know that I've been using Care Vitamins for legit years. I think actually around 5 years. Now, I love these things for a multitude of reasons, and I've gotten all my family to start taking them as well, because anytime I go home and they see my cute little personalized packs, they're like, wait, I need that. And it's great because outside of it being personalized with their name on the packets, like it literally says Shannon on the packet. I love it. It's completely personalized with what your body needs. You just take this easy, in-depth 5-minute quiz, and it asks you all about your body, your lifestyle, your day-to-day consumptions, and health goals. Now, this is the part, though. This is the part where we gotta be honest. Like, how many drinks you have a week? And we all know we'd be having that wine. But it's great because, like me, who be having that wine, in my pack, I get magnesium, which is helpful because you can be deficient in magnesium when consuming alcohol. It explains it all in this pamphlet they give you, too. I love it. I've got ashwagandha in my pack as well for concentration. We've got B12 for energy, probiotics for my gut health. And everyone, I think I'm doubled up on my gut health too, the probiotic, because everyone wants good gut health. And I can see a serious difference in my digestion when I'm consistently taking my Care of Vitamins. Each shipment comes with a customized pamphlet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs and why it was recommended specifically for you and your health goals, which was personalized by doctor-backed recommendation, taking all the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. Because God knows I don't know any of this stuff. So we need the doctors to come in here. Also, for all of us trying to take care of sweet Mother Earth a little bit more, you can take comfort in knowing that Care/of's daily vitamin packs are made of plant-based compostable film, so you can stress less about your impact on the environment. I am always traveling, as you guys know, so having these individual packs that are like already made up with everything I need in them is just so much more convenient than packing a bunch of different bottles of pills. And y'all already know that I hooked it up with a code. For 50% off your first care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code PROBABLY50. That's a whopping 50% off your first order that'll head straight to your door by heading to takecareof.com and entering code PROBABLY50. You're welcome. Okay, your merch it's cute as fucking shit. It is done. The designs are done. My absolute fire flame freaking designer, Haley West, she's iconic, incredible. I've worked with her before. I just love her. She designed everything. She has absolutely no part of the hoodwinking and letting astray.
No, she's just
wonderful and makes incredible designs. And she just like has an eye for stuff that like, I told her my ideas and I was like, but now make it like cool as fuck that people would want to wear. And she's like, boom. And I'm like, yes. And so anyways, I can confirm, and everyone here has seen the designs. They're going to be so sick. And I'm so excited to give you guys the merch. But there have been two times that I've tried to put out merch before. At the very beginning, the Tequila Helps hats that I did for the very, very, very first time, those were just through like a company where I did all the legwork and it was like really difficult. It was great. The guy at the warehouse here did them great and I like sold them, but I had to package them. I had to ship them. I had to run customer service. I kind of wanted to be a little bit more hands-off on this time. So then there was another situation where someone told me we could do a collab, and then it ended up being the shadiest thing. It was basically like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard the term, he's robbing Peter to pay Paul. I'm fucking Peter. Like, I was Peter. Mm-hmm. He was like, I basically did the math, which was already a taxing thing for me to do anyways. But I basically was like getting the numbers back. I remember I sold out and I was like, yay. And then I got the numbers back and I was like, I'm no mathematician, but there's no way this is what I'm getting back from this. Even if we split it 50-50, which I kind of assumed we would, but I'm like, even though I probably deserved more because it was my branding, my
your merch, audience,
my audience, everything. He didn't even post it on his website. He's like, it's more of a you thing. I'm like, okay. But like, all right, your name's on it, but okay. But anyways, all that being said, I remember I got the number back and I was like, this can't be correct. And then I reached out to him and he was just like, oh, yeah, you're going to make 15%. And then I have to pay and do all this. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Anyways, I'll save you guys the specifics. But like, I called my friends and they were like, he's a fucking con artist. Like, this is fucked.
And I just want to say,
She told me not to work with him.
I said it on the phone.
She said, do not work with this guy. This sounds sketchy. Don't do it. I was like, he would never. And then he did. Okay. So then fast forward, I decided to do merch again. Okay.
Y'all.
This is an easy story to tell because I literally never so much as saw a sample, but I was made to pay, I'll just go ahead and use numbers, I don't care. I was made to pay $5,000 in creative fees every month, and they were just auto drafted out of my account, and every month $5,000 came out, but every month we weren't having merch meetings, I wasn't seeing any designs, he wasn't like creating anything for my, like nothing. I basically did like, we did use him to ship the old extra merch that I had left over, but like that was it, no new creations, but was paying him for creative fees, right?
And also, by the way, just to back you up, one, I did say I also didn't approve of this person from the front end. I was like, I don't know about this, Shannon, but you did get him from a friend of ours who is a very well-known person space. So it wasn't like space. She's not getting these people on Craigslist. Yeah, just to back you up, but I still...
So true. Back me up, but you also did say don't do this. But it was someone that I felt was a reliable source. The worst part about it is I led with... First of all, the worst thing about this is stop working with fucking men, okay? All these men are fuckheads.
Fuckheads.
If you're a female-owned merch business, let's work together. No, I'm kidding. Not really. So I had told him about the other guy and he was like, man, I'd never do that to you. Like, family. Like, that's crazy. I can't believe he did that. I was like, you know, it's just so fucked like that he took advantage of me like that, and it just sucks so bad, really like put a sour taste in my mouth. And he's like, I know, man, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And then he did it tenfold and literally just like took the money. I never saw a single scrap, never iota of anything, right? So anyways, that's just like where we're at with that. So I am sourcing merch in a really good way, but we're gonna try to put just a little bit of a funny spin on this, because what's one thing about me, I will find humor in turmoil. Mm-hmm. I will somehow do it. And me and Anna Grace were tickled.
This story was literally why I was crying myself to sleep giggling the other night at the hut, because Shannon was like,
well, we were talking, this guy's has gone on since then. I'm probably never gonna see the money that I feel was taken from me, because he now owes someone else like a shit ton more money.
And that's why we're talking about on the podcast, because this has all come to light in the last
week.
It was
like posted on Instagram and stuff, whatever. I'm not trying to like withhold names, but I also don't know legally what I can and can't say, so I'm just keeping my fucking little red nose out of it,
right?
But basically, like, I showed everyone the hut. I'm like, oh my God, look, the guy that did this to me, look what he did to this guy. And they were like,
and it was worse.
Way worse. And they were like, I think it was Courtney. Courtney was like, oh my God, like, what? Like, how could that happen? I was like, I don't know, dude. I should have known. Like, honestly, it's like right after he like got all the money from me, like, he bought like a horse and some Louis V trousers. And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, dude. He bought a horse. And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah. Like, I have never seen one, like I said, not a scrap piece of fabric so much as like a piece of lint that's like, this will be what it's like. But he bought a horse. And they're like, no. They're like, Shannon. And Anna Grace just sitting there just shaking her head, just going, I have fucking told you. I was like, yeah, last time I saw, he's got a mouthful of new veneers. He bought a horse and he is always wearing Louis Vuitton pants.
The horse sent me over the top.
It's the horse for me. I was like, you know, maybe the horse needed to be saved. I don't know.
The horse maybe he got expensive. A deal.
Maybe he got a deal.
I mean,
for just $25,000. That's a steal, really. I don't know. But it was just like, you know, so all this to say, everyone did ask for a merch update, and I needed to let you guys know, I don't want your sympathy, because these are life lessons that I do have to learn on my own. And I had someone truly telling me, don't do this. And I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'll do this. So like, merch is coming. I just want to make sure it's done the right way. And a lot of people say that, like, I just want to do it the right way. It's just taking time. No, mine is just been gone the wrong way so many times. Maybe this is my metaphorically this is how when people grew up with me were like, I don't know how you haven't been punched in the face yet. I'm like, I have, kind of, in a way.
You did
my
get punched,
wallet's
in
been punched in the dick.
Okay, honestly,
my bank account has just been absolutely gut punched,
literally
the wind knocked out of it. I'm just like, bye.
We were falling asleep, she's like, everyone keeps asking for merch, and I just want them to know I've lost thousands of dollars trying to make it happen.
Like, I am in the red
a lot. So far in the red.
I'm so far in the red and I haven't even come out with the merch yet.
She's like, it hasn't even launched. Just
haven't even launched yet and I'm down 30K.
He's just riding off in the sunset.
And he is just
on old Lucky.
And he's just
he said, giddy up, horsey.
He's just tossing money out of the fucking saddlebag as he goes. He's like, here you go. His Louis trousers are just like chafing his ass. He's like, bye now.
Feather
tequila helps. Like a fucking tequila. Tequila helps, motherfucker. I'm like, damn it. Damn it. So it's coming. It's on the way.
I did before we
all pray for me.
I really am sad for how many people have stolen money from you.
No.
But it's okay.
It's not nice.
It's happened to me, but mine's just been like dumb things, like people just being like, oh, this girl looks nice and sweet. And
yeah. But
y'all
like,
know about the Venmo robbery. We already told that story.
But like, be cool, you know? Like, don't be all uncool.
Also, you know what? That's just, that is bad karma.
It is bad. I'll tell you one thing I've never done, stolen.
And money. Also, this guy, now that happened to Shannon, it's like one person came out and I think it's like all
I know it'll be a snowball. But you know what happens when someone goes to court for I'm like, he doesn't have the money to get back, I'm sure. So I don't know. I'm speculating here. I don't know if this podcast is going to end up in court, but like I'm speculating on all these things. But like me thinks if he owes one person one massive chunk, my small chunk is not going to be on the tip top of the radar. But
yeah, he's like, ooh, we'll tough see. Titty.
Tough titties.
I know. Shannon was like, I need you to walk me through, like, we got to do like a cord cutting. I've got to make peace with this
situation.
I've
got to make peace with this.
She really was like, how do I make peace with this? I've got to let the money go. I'm like,
okay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, and I was like, gut reaction immediately from like a psychic standpoint, gut reaction, do you think I ever see this money again? She's immediately no. I don't even think I finished the sentence. I immediately know. And I was like, got it. She goes, I go, so let's go ahead and cut the cord. She goes, we're going to go ahead and cut the cord. And I was like, so this was a lesson. She goes, this is a hard lesson. I was like, okay, got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it.
I couldn't lead you astray.
Yeah. I was like, okay, one person who's not hoodwinking my ass, this bitch. She's that's like, right. Let me tell you straight up. No.
I've been here. I've been here just consistent. And you know what? We've had to learn lessons. Now the next person, Shannon's like hires them to do merch. She's like, actually, I'm going to just set you up a little tiny reading with my friend.
Yeah. I'm like, so one thing that I like to do before I work with anyone with merch is to absolutely get your fucking shit read by my friend.
I like bring them to a room. I put my hands on their head. I'm like,
they're like, I don't know about this. I'm like, and then you have to go to our dentist and get 85 x-rays of your mouth.
I'm like, yeah, you're just going to put this crystal in your mouth.
Oh, I'm also like, I'm like doing an interview for merch. I'm like, do you have any interest in horses? They're like, yeah, I like them. I'm like, how much do you like them? You ever wanted one? You in the market? How do you feel about your teeth? You want new ones? They're like, what? What brand are those pants? You happy with them? You feel like you could upgrade? They're like, what? What do you want from me? They're like, you're hiring us. I'm like, what are you trying to take from me? I'm like, ah! It's a wonder I don't have more trust issues. Here I am taking random birthday cards and mailing them. Bye, or blah. I'm like, no problem. You seem sweet.
The sweetest lady. And you know what? Here's the thing. I was hoodwinked. That whole time story, hoodwinked.
Yeah, boom, got your ass.
And then at the end, you're like, that's exactly what I was supposed to do. And I was like, oh, shit. I would have done it too.
You know those that show Locked Up Abroad?
No.
It was like, it's all about how like people have no, like, I don't know, they get asked to do this like common little favor and then it happens to be like drugs and then they get caught at the end and then like they're like, you know what, yeah, when you're like in another country and there's drugs in your bag and you're like, I swear they're not mine. And they're like,
Oh my God, you just unlocked like a visceral fear in my
Get your, get your things wrapped. There's all these things that I did it before. I did it only randomly for South Africa for honestly no reasons. I've traveled to several countries. I didn't specifically do it because I was going to South Africa. I just genuinely saw the station. There was like,
you wrap your bags.
Yeah. You like, I was like walking past and I was watching someone's bag go round and round, round the rosy. And I was like, ooh, cool. I just kind of wanted to watch it. It looked like an interesting process because it's this blue cellophane, like very, very tight. It gets wrapped like 50 times. They put it on a machine. You just slice through it.
Hold up. So if someone puts drugs in your bag,
So you take the second you walk into the airport, before you check your bag or anything, you're just like walking to the doors of the airport. There's these stations where you can put your bag on this like spinny wheel.
Right.
And it just wraps your whole bag up sideways, front ways, round and round.
Wait, but I've seen that. But we got to go back to the Locked Up Abroad. If someone like snuck something in my bag, how do they get it back though?
Well, one would assume there were all different scenarios. One scenario is like this guy says, like, can you take this and then give it back to me when we get there? Someone says yes. There's scenarios where they're just snuck into your bag. And then when you leave the airport, they like hold you. They see the little bitty bot blonde leaving you. And then they're like, okay, now go grab, not grab her, but like go grab her bag because our stuff's in the bag. And then most likely they would take what they need out and give you your bag back and be like, bye. Or like, I don't know, like
that
something
is
more
like
dangerous.
Truly the craziest thing ever. I'm actually glad that you told me because One thing about me is when it comes to pop culture, what's going on, not a clue.
I'm not sure if international drug smuggling is pop culture.
I mean, not pop culture, but the fact that there's a
Why did Siri just go off? Alexa? Alexa?
Lady?
It's probably asking me to do a fucking favor for it.
Well, I thought Locked Up Abroad was a TV show. Is it not?
Oh, it was a TV show. Yeah.
You were like, I don't think this is pop culture. I think this is actually the news.
It didn't happen to celebrities. It just happened to random people. No, but like, yeah, some people would be in jail for a long time because how can they prove it's not theirs? You know what I mean? They're like, I never did. I don't know what that is. I didn't put it in there. They're like, yeah, fucking right.
That's terrifying.
But yeah, get your bag dropped. It was so nice. And so when I got back, like, let's say my bag came back on the conveyor belt and it was like, didn't have plastic wrapping on it, I could tell it was opened. I'd be like, hey, I wrapped that. Go check it. I'm telling you now to check it before I even touch it. It's not mine. If there's something in there, it's not mine. Like, I still don't know if they'd really believe me, but that's what I would do in that situation.
Wow.
But I got it back and it was totally wrapped and it was great. The only thing was I like had to physically get like a knife and scissors like at the airport. I had to like slice through it. But it's such a great little thing. It's like smart.
What? Okay. Besides,
also would protect your luggage if you were like weird about your luggage getting damaged.
I was gonna say, what is it actually for besides like potentially getting drugs smuggled into your bag? It's just for drug smuggling?
No, I mean, I don't think it's just for drug smuggling, but like, I think like its main thing is safety. It's like no one, well, because here's the thing too, which I know TSA does have the right, I'm sure, to undo the cellophane. But like, I got to New York one time, opened my luggage, and it was like, you could tell it had been rifled through. And then there was a piece of paper that said, the TSA has checked this bag. Mm. And I was like, you feel so violated. You're like, why? Oh my God.
What did I do?
I don't know. There was a tripod in there. Maybe they thought it was something like sketchy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like, a time, so like technically I guess if TSA wanted to open your bag, they definitely could, and they would probably send it back to you not wrapped.
Interesting
details I'm not really quite sure of. this podcast has gotten real technical, sorry. Anna Grace is jam. I'm like, we should have this off the podcast.
I'm like writing this down. I'm like, okay, so the next time I'm actually flying to Italy in May, I've got to wrap
everyone
my bag.
Listening to this is tapped out. They're like, we don't care, like y'all are being funny and now you're just actually talking about wrapping your bags up.
You know what though, this is like a good segment for like, it's like those TikToks that come up that are like safety TikToks. They're like okay, if you're in a situation where someone approaches you at the bar, this is what you say.
Those are so dumb though. Have you seen the one where the girl is like, if a seatbelt ever gets wrapped around your neck, and then it's like the girl, she goes, and she like slices it, and then a person tries it in their real life, and it literally just goes, and it like chokes them. They're like, what the fuck? How would I ever get out of this? Like, some of those are like, do this. You're like, what? I always hope I'd be able to fight off someone if they were in a fight, but I just don't know.
I don't know. I think I'd freeze.
My fight or flight has only been triggered one time, a story for another day in Barcelona.
I know exactly what story you're talking about.
But like, in that moment, I was absolutely jarred at how much I froze like fucking Elsa in Frozen. Like, I literally was like, could not physically move my body. I was so scared. And I was like, oh, I think that's what they're talking about when they say fight or flight. And it wasn't even a flight. It was they should change it to like froze or fight, because some people don't even fly. I didn't even run. Granted, I was like in a room, so I didn't have anywhere to go. But yeah,
you were trapped.
I worry sometimes that I just would not be able to, that fear would overtake me. But maybe I would have some adrenaline and be able to fight back. Who knows?
That's why I think we should start taking like a fighting class.
Taekwondo.
Yeah. And then it's like, it's just it's an instinct. We go like four times a week to the point where that's
four
like-
times a week. That's a lot. Seems expensive. Courtney, why do I feel like you're someone that just like knows Taekwondo? Oh my God, I knew it.
No, I told
you, just know when you look at a bitch and you're like,
she's done
martial
arts.
She definitely is like an orange belt.
Yeah.
Like she like dabbled. Or she's gonna fuck around and be like, I'm a black belt.
Literally.
People just look. You know when you can look at a girl and you're like, horse girl. I look at Courtney and I'm like, she knows some shit.
She can carry her ground.
She knows
stand
some.
Her ground.
But not even like, I look at a girl and I'm like, that bitch is scrappy. She can fight. I don't look at her and think she's scrappy. She can fight. I think she knows actual like pressure points. Like I would.
She just like stands there calmly and she's like.
Yeah, like she has like, she like does like three things with her like left index finger. And you're like, the guy's dead. And you're like, what the fuck? That's the energy you're getting,
she, like,
me, Courtney.
She swings her headphones around and she like wraps her, she like lassos them, she's like
called nunchucks.
Yeah, nunchucks.
All right guys, well, we're rearing at an hour. I had six more things. A bug. Where'd that come out of? My hair.
Let me see, what kind of bug is this?
I don't know, a little like gnat guy, but where'd it come from? Oh no,
it's a tick.
No, you're lying.
I swear to God,
you're lying.
I swear to God,
you're lying.
I swear.
Lyme disease. Ugh. Wait, Justin Bieber had Lyme disease. He was fucked up for a while. Oh, we really were going to talk about pop culture in this episode because Anna Grace knows none. The other day, this isn't even pop culture related. The other day I saw a video and she was like, who's that guy? I was like, Larry King. What? Is that really a tick?
It didn't have wings. Doesn't it look like a tick, Courtney?
Oh, it doesn't have wings. Oh, little beetle thing. Ooh, let's go with the little beetle thing. People, the books I'm reading, the lady just died from heart disease because she got bit by a tick and she had Lyme disease. It's a fictional book, but... But I still felt bad for her family.
Also, a lot of people have Lyme disease. It's really sad and scary. Will you check my hair?
Yeah, there could be a lot in there. I just feel like it's full of secrets and ticks.
Stop.
Oh, I don't know what that alarm's for, but we got to go. Love you guys. Boop Squad back in action.
Boop Squad back. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.